The Occupy Wall Street movement, born in New York City's Zuccotti Park, a stone's throw from the world's most powerful financial district, spread like wildfire around the U.S. and the world in the fall of 2011. While coordinated police raids and arrests broke up the original protest site 2 months later and hundreds of other encampments around the nation, Occupy organizing continues, but mainly below corporate media's radar. Among the many campaigns that have been ignited by the Occupy movement are Occupy Sandy, a well-organized response to the deadly hurricane that struck the East Coast in October 2012, Strike Debt, that raises consciousness and funds to purchase and forgive debt, and Occupy Our Homes, a campaign challenging government inaction on the foreclosure crisis. Hundreds of protesters with Occupy Our Homes and a group called the Home Defenders League organized protest actions targeting the U.S. Justice Department in Washington, D.C., May 18th through the 23rd. Engaging in nonviolent civil disobedience, protesters blocked the entrance of the Justice Department building and traffic outside beginning on May 20th. The activists, many of them homeowners facing foreclosure, protested the failure of Attorney General Eric Holder to prosecute any bank executives for the reckless and fraudulent practices that cost millions of Americans their jobs and left families and communities ravaged by a foreclosure crisis and epidemic of underwater mortgages. In all, more than 30 Occupy Our Homes activists were arrested during the action, many refusing to give their names, instead giving police the names of big bank executives. Your reporter spoke with Tim Franzen, an organizer with the Atlanta chapter of Occupy Our Homes, who was arrested during the Washington protest while dealing with his own home foreclosure. Here he explains the group's anger at Attorney General Holder for declaring that big banks are too big to fail or jail, and the goals of the protest.
We know that 2012 was actually a very harsh year for homeowners. There's almost $192 billion of wealth that was lost from low-income communities, so people are hurting. And so there was an abundance of folks that were willing to come to D.C., learn how to build a housing justice group in their community, and take very risky, bold, direct action at the Capitol in front of the DOJ. And we found that there was about 1,000 other people that wanted to do it but couldn't afford to come, you know, because you're talking about folks that are in a pretty serious crisis. When people are going through this crisis, they can't drop everything. So for every person that did come and risk arrest, there was certainly thousands that were sort of there in spirit.
When you held your protest action at the Department of Justice, what were your demands and how many were arrested over the couple of days of the protest?
Well, the demands were pretty straightforward. Jail the bankers, and we need policy in this country that prioritizes homeowners over bankers. And what we have gotten over the last 5 years since the crisis hit is the exact opposite. We, of course, are all aware of this sort of statement or sentiment that the government put out that the banks are too big to fail. You know, they crashed the global economy with irresponsible policies, and our government's reaction to that is like, well, we can't let these guys fail. So they get this huge bailout of $800 billion, and the Federal Reserve is pumping money into the banks to the tune of $16 trillion, more than enough to buy every American a home free and clear. And now, in 2013, it is a knowable, provable fact that the banks used racial profiling in redline communities for their predatory loans. It is a knowable fact, an undeniable fact, even the banks don't deny it, that they used forgery, felony fraud, as a regular policy to get people out of their homes quicker. And, you know, despite the harm that's been caused to millions of Americans who have already lost their homes, and millions more that are going to lose their homes, and many that are severely underwater, like myself, Eric Holder, who's in charge of who oversees the Department of Justice, said that it would be too complicated to indict these bankers, essentially putting out a policy of too big to jail. So, you know, folks are enraged, and this is a policy that was challenged last week. We think that if the banks aren't indicted, if the banks aren't jailed, then this is going to be something that continues to happen, as we see. And there's no incentive for banks to change their behavior.
Tim, we have just about a minute left, but tell us what's the next steps in the campaign in order to create greater public awareness of the continuing problem with foreclosures and the solutions that you're demanding?
Well, this action at D.C. wasn't just about a protest. It was also, you know, we did a Housing Justice Academy, and our next step is to build up housing justice groups in about 50 or 60 new communities. And that's really our next step, is to start lifting up the stories of folks that are struggling right now, fighting to save their homes. And we're going to go back to D.C. and quadruple our numbers. And we may need to take on bigger targets. So I would encourage folks to go to occupyhomes.org and see how you can plug in. If you have a story or you need help, we have a way to help you. Check out the site, explore it. You can launch a petition. You can, you know, email. You can find out groups that are close to you. You can even start a group yourself.
That was Tim Franzen with the Atlanta chapter of Occupy Our Homes and an organizer of the Civil Disobedience Actions at the U.S. Justice Department. For more information on the Occupy Our Homes campaign, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.